Good morning. The Chafetz Chaim continues in today's session to try to figure out how is it that if this force of Lashon Hara is so destructive, how is it that it became so lenient? How is it that people just don't pay attention? And he says, I looked around and I figured out that there were a number of reasons. He says, some of them it comes from one perspective, some people learn it from another. But most people don't know that the reason number one, says the Chafetz Chaim, is that most people don't realize that Lashon Hara applies even to things that are true. And to those people who have that knowledge, Ubalei HaTorah, Av Osam Shenes Barlam and Esamislam Isser Lashon Hara, even if you do know that Lashon Hara is true, even if, even on things that are true, so there are certain people who still learn to be lenient on Lashon Hara. Sometimes they say, Echad shetechev machshev hayetzer hara barayana v'esaisha umisaper alav lechonev. Sometimes we think that the person is a terrible person. And so therefore, we say, well, for him it's mutter to tell Lashon Hara. Mitzvah lafarsi mesachanifim v'arishayim. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara will come along and the Satan will say, the person causes a lot of machlokas, and therefore it's a mitzvah to tell Lashon Hara about him. Sometimes he says, well, we'll use certain, all of a sudden you become an expert in all sorts of heterim. Well, it's said in front of three, and of course when Lashon Hara is said in front of three, that's okay, which we'll see later on may not be 100% the rule. Sometimes it's qualitative. And the person will start evaluating for himself or herself that, qualitatively, that's not a big deal. Whatever it is, says the Chafetz Chaim, Klalo shel davar hayetzer hara pulaso achas mishteim, o she mefateu she'ein iser zeh nichnas bechla lashon hara, o shalish kazeh lo tziv satora b'isa lashon hara. He says, sometimes it happens, the Yetzer Hara is turning around to try to express to us and convince us that, the item we're going to say, the piece of gossip, is not Lashon Hara. Or we say, even if it is Lashon Hara, it convinces us that our Yetzer Hara considers and tries to get us to understand that, no, the person deserves it. And the truth is, if these systems don't work, the Yetzer Hara goes to the opposite direction, that everything is Lashon Hara. And since it's impossible to live if you're constantly traveling in Lashon Hara, we say to ourselves, I can't get involved in that. And not only that, people don't understand that there's a problem not of just speaking Lashon Hara, but also of accepting it. And so the people forget, how am I supposed to do anything about it if I mess it up? And so each and every time, a person just gets used to it because there's no hope for the opposite. People don't understand, what am I going to do? And if people come and ask you, why did you speak Lashon Hara or Rechilus? A person should say, he's trying to make himself into a tzaddik. Right? You know how it is. The guy comes over to you and he says to you, shh, in shul, you hate him. Who is he to tell me to be quiet in shul? I'm going to fix it out for him. But can you imagine if that guy comes over and says, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara? I'm not going to be interested. And so therefore, the Satan has many, many different avenues that he's used through the years to trick us. And the Chafetz Chaim ends by saying, by the way, nobody's actually put together all of the concepts of Lashon Hara into one place until the Chafetz Chaim came along. And so therefore he decided that this was his responsibility. He was going to be the one to step up to the plate so that he can bring the message to the masses so that people would understand. Okay, so we're starting to realize it's important for us to understand. And maybe if it's not us who's saying it, hearing it from somebody else, but instead we're learning the dinim together, maybe we'll come more alert within the process. Have a great day.